It's MC Fontaine on audio mode, day 28, but let's include day 27. Because two reasons why I didn't record an audio mode yesterday. First, I've been really busy getting one of my clients' podcasts finished off. That's 361 podcast. So if you want to know about mobile tech, go and listen to the 361 podcast. Not actually on Audio Boom, but in iTunes and SoundCloud. That's where they host it. Nothing to do with me. But also, because, as with my post from the 26th that covered the 24th as well, if I'd recorded a Mo yesterday, it would have been X-rated, explicit lyrics. It would have just been me using all the swears there are. Because, quite frankly, as I said in my last Mo, where I said, and so it begins, well, racist attacks and racial abuse has just gone through the roof. Oh, something we can be so proud of. The call all the way through the referendum was, not everyone who votes for Leave is a racist, but everyone who's racist will vote Leave. And that was true. You know, there's no way I would accuse everyone that voted Leave of being a racist, because it's far from the fact. I'm sure of that. But all the racists now seem to think that they've been given carte blanche to just spew the most vile and offensive crap they possibly can. The number of reports of people being told to go back to, and I won't use any of the language, where they came from, it's just beyond belief. And I'm sorry, this is all down to people like Nigel Farage, who seem to think it's perfectly all right to print a poster that more or less apes Nazi propaganda from pre-World War II. That poster of Breaking Point, as they called it, are just disgusting. It's the lowest you can be. It's just pathetic. But I'm so angry, I don't have anything to say about it, because I'm just disgusted with my country, to be perfectly honest. I've never felt like this before about the country I live in and was born in. But right now, I'd quite happily live anywhere else in the world, given the choice, because if this carries on like this, then I will be leaving the UK, or leaving England at least, because this isn't the country that I want to live in if it's going to end up like this. Plain and simple as that. And at the same time, when we need a strong Labour Party, in my view, they're just trying to kill each other, basically. Careerist politicians trying to take down a leader that they've never wanted. Most of the Parliamentary Labour Party, the MPs, didn't want Jeremy Corbyn. They were annoyed. How dare the members of the Labour Party pick the leader? So a plague on all of their houses, everyone, every political party, the left and the right at the moment. It's just ridiculous. So I don't know where we go from here, to be honest. Bye.